Hello and welcome to Matt Dillia is Confused. This is Matt Dillia, aka M. Diesel, and it is Thursday evening, January 14th. This episode will probably come out later tonight, but I guess it's possible it won't come out till Friday morning, or you won't at least see it until Friday morning. So those are all facts. There's so much to fucking talk about, and sorry, but it's just the way it is. Most of it's going to be about politics, or at least political adjacent. However, before I even touch on any of that stuff, I wanted I never do this, and I'm happy I never do this. This time it wasn't so bad, though. I have a thing where I'm a writer by trade, and I've been writing, obviously, much longer than I've been doing this, but I don't like, I know a lot of writers who are like, yeah, I just always want feedback, you know? And I kind of used to be like that. I kind of wanted to know what people thought, what they think I should do, like any changes they had in mind, what it should be more like, less like, whatever. But now I don't give a fucking shit. You know, it's like I wrote the thing and it's the thing I wanted to write. And there's a kind of feedback that I do like. Like if I write something and give it to someone like my fucking manager or a close writer friend who I trust them to read it knowing vaguely or generally the kind of thing I like, the kind of thing I'm getting at, what I want to do with the thing. And then somebody can give me notes based on or feedback based on what they know I want to do. But I don't want just some fucking feedback from some fucker. And just in general, you know, constructive criticism. I don't give a fuck. I want to do the thing I want to do. And like, that's what everyone should do. I'm not special in that. I think everyone should not focus on doing the things that other people want them to do more. They should focus on the things they want to focus on more. They should be more themselves naturally and not less. Obviously, there's like exceptions to make. And whatever, not everybody's the same. Some people do like feedback. And if you do, if you thrive on that, if it makes you feel better about it, fine. I'm not telling you how to do it. I'm just saying, this is the way I am about it now. And so the thing I was saying earlier about what I don't often do, and what I did do earlier today, is I was looking at somebody's podcast, and I was reading like reviews for it before I started to listen to it. And it made me remember that reviews are a thing, and I looked at mine. And it was good. It was good at first because as I was looking at reviews on this podcast on Apple, at least my rating is like really good. Okay. And that's it. That's the end of the show. That's all I wanted to say. No, but for real. So that part was good. My rating is literally 5 out of 5, not to fucking brag, but it just is. These are the facts. Okay. I'm getting to the part that's less good. So bear with me. And the first few reviews are like 5 stars. All very happy, some with like ideas, what they like the most, maybe more of that, whatever. Then I get to one, the first non-5-star one. And this was maybe a month ago. And the title of the review, which by the way, everyone's a fucking critic now, you know, the democratization of ideas has folded over on itself. And now everyone's a fucking critic. And they treat themselves like critics. They give like names to their fucking reviews on podcasts. The title of this review is called Excessive Political Talk. And it's 3 stars. It's not even like a shitty rating. And it starts out the whole thing's reasonable. I don't even like have a problem with what this person wrote, but I'll get to my point after I read it. So it's called Excessive Political Talk, 3 stars. And this is how the review goes. It goes, Matt, I enjoy the podcast. Your rants are entertaining and interviews quite interesting. Thank you. Please devote more time away from political talk. Now we're starting to get... Now I'm liking it less. But whatever, to each his own. Please devote more time away from political talk. While I agree with most of your opinions, it's excessive. the government hasn't served the non-wealthy in the country for many years, and that will never change, unfortunately. You're beating a dead horse, my brother. Okay, so that is what that guy, the guy's, the person's, it's always anonymous, obviously, and the person that they wrote, the name that they entered for themselves is !, all caps, Jack, !, all caps, attack, !. So even if I was going to take this person's advice, I would then read the name of the person and then not listen, because that's a terrible name to choose to go by. But that being said, I won't be taking that advice anyway. And here's why. It's a multi-pronged reason why I won't. Number one, just to get out of the way, I don't fucking wanna. Or rather, I wanna fucking talk about whatever I wanna talk about. And actually, what I wouldn't even say I wanna talk about politics. What I will say is, or I wouldn't say, I want to talk about politics, so therefore you have to hear about politics. I won't, that's not what I'm saying. But I'll talk about whatever the fuck I'm going to talk about. And on weeks or days that political news is bringing my attention to it, and I it's on my mind and it's a thing worth, I deem worth talking about, I'm going to fucking talk about it, okay? That's number one. Number two, the second prong here is, I've talked about this to a degree before, but I really now especially cannot wrap my fucking head around it when people are like, I'm not into politics. Do you know how fucking privileged you are to not care about politics? Like, what the fuck? How far along are we? How fucking cushy are you in your life to not care about politics? I'm not even saying be engaged or you don't count. I'm not saying being an activist or shut the fuck up. I'm saying, how could you just not fucking pay any fucking attention and decide to keep it that way? The third prong is fucking now. Now you're going to talk about, don't talk about politics. Now in like the pivot point of one of the most insane political moments in definitely in American history, but possibly in fucking world history of ever. So no. And the fourth prong of this, which isn't really, you know, on the topic, but it is sort of running through everything for me. It's something that I've realized lately that I know this person, Jack Attack, is not here with me. But when someone says something that you really don't appreciate, you can just say K and move on. You breathe through it, K, and then you're done. It's fine. You brush it off your shoulder. It's fucking gone. We all know about K, though. Another thing you can do that's a little bit more involved, the key is to not let yourself get upset, right? So with K, it's similar. It's like somebody says something that you didn't either want to hear right then or want to hear at all, or something annoying or something frustrating or something that makes you angry, whatever. Okay, and it's gone, right? We've gone over this many times before. This is a foundational tenet of my life and hopefully now your life as well. But another option in your, let's say, arsenal of potential responses to things that you don't like, is that if you're in the situation that allows for such a thing, if you're like literally in the space, or if you're on the phone or on a Zoom, which is what everyone, how everyone communicates now, you, instead of getting mad or expressing frustration and it's a little bit more fun and fun for everybody instead of saying K. You can put on a song, preferably like a really like upbeat song, like Eurobeat or breakbeat, like whatever the fuck, house music. and play it real loud for the person who says the thing you don't like? For instance, let's say Jack Attack was in the room with me, right? And Jack Attack is sitting across from me, 6 feet, obviously, at least, and masked. And he says, Matt, I love your show. I love your rants. I love your guests. But I just think you got to curb the political talk. Then, extending this example, seeing the example all the way through, then in my response, I actually wouldn't say anything. And I would put a song on. Let's just say, because this is a song that's stuck in my head, let's say it's Boom 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 by the Venga Boys, okay? I hit play on it. And so let me just run it back down so I can do it in real time. Okay, so Jack Attack says, you know, I really like your show, Matt. I listen to it. I'm a faithful listener. I love your rants. I love your guests, but you got to ease up on the political talk. And then I take out my phone and hit play. No, no. No, no. No, no. No, no. No, no. No, no. If you want me to stop talking about any subject, I will not do that. And because I do whatever I want. No, no, this is what I want to do. No, no, I will not listen. No, no, I will do whatever I want. No, no. Boom, 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 boom. I will not do that. I think what you just said is really fucking stupid. Boom, boom, boom. I will do what I want. And I will continue to do exactly what I want. To do exactly what I want. To do exactly what I always, always want. And then you can go. Obviously, you don't have it planned. These things come up and it's like, they just happen. You know, somebody says a thing you don't like. You didn't know they were going to say it. But now with such technology at our fingertips, we can always play a song, you know? And it can just be like the first song that comes up on your phone if you want to do it quick and you don't have it ready. And in that case, this would have been the Venga Boys, Boom, 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 Boom. Is it four booms? Yeah, Boom, 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 Boom. I thought for a second it was Boom, 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 but it's Boom, 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 Boom. But obviously, if you were listening, you know, those weren't the lyrics. I was singing my response to Jack Attack. Do you know what I mean? And it doesn't have to be Boom, 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 Boom. Because we're on the Venga Boys, it can be a different Venga Boys song. So I'm me, I'm still Matt. This is back into the hypothetical. Jack Attack's here. And Jack Attack says, listen, Matt, I really like your podcast. And I think you do, I love the rants. I love your guests, really interesting conversations. But you got to ease up on the politics. You're beating a dead horse, brother. The government's never cared about the non-wealthy. You're beating a dead horse, brother. And again, I'm me, so I happen to have the Venga Boys up on my phone, the most recently played artist. And I could also not hit boom, 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 boom. I could, because that's the thing, it's not planned. If it's planned, you're doing it wrong. If it's planned, it's better to not do it and just do a simple kick, because it's a fuck up if you planned it. The lyrics will come to you because you will say the words that you want to use to respond. So you're beating a dead horse, brother. I really think you should stop talking about politics. Just fucking pull out the phone. will not do that. I 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 will not fucking do that. I will not fucking do that. I'll do what I fucking want. I'll do what I fucking want. You will not tell me what to do on my fucking podcast. If you don't fucking like it, listen to something else. Fuck you. We are not friends anymore. You used to be a person that I gave a fucking shit about. But now, I think that you are a big fat piece of shit. Hey now, I think that you are one big fat piece of fucking shit. Of fucking shit. Of fucking shit. Of fucking shit. So it can be anything, like, it could be any song. And it, again, it doesn't have to be the Venga Boys. The Venga Boys just happened to be on my phone. The only thing that it couldn't be is like some emo shit. Although that might be funny too. Maybe you can do that. If that becomes your thing and you feel comfortable doing that, do it. I'm just saying I wouldn't lean on something like that. It's an alternative to K. Grant, I will grant you that it's more involved. It requires more energy. And frankly, it requires more brain power. Because you got to say the things that you want to say on the beat. And that's not easy. And sometimes certain phrases don't fit into certain parts of the song. But let me tell you, it's worth it. Okay? You will feel fucking great. You will feel rejuvenated and you will no longer be upset at the thing the person said. And it can work with all kinds of things. I'm not going to fucking do it again, but it can work with, like, you know, Matt, I'm leaving you, you know? Matt, I never loved you. We can do it with that. It can be more serious. The more serious, the better. The more serious the news that's broken to you, or the more serious the thing you're either accused of or told that you are, the heavier the criticism, the better, actually. What Jack Attack said is just the example that was on my mind as I started to record the show. And the Venga Boys, again, were just on my phone. But yeah, so speaking of not fucking doing what Jack Attack wants me to do, and doing the thing I fucking wanted to do, is because it's absolute fucking chaos in Washington, D.C. and in many parts of America right now. I'm going to talk about fucking politics, okay? Okay, Jack Attack? Fucking Jack Attack. So your last episode, the day I recorded, was the day of the insurrection at the Capitol. What I don't like is how the conversation gets bogged down with shit that doesn't matter. Within a day, the left and the right and different columns and editorials and opinion pieces were all about whether we could call it a coup. Who the fuck gives a fucking shit what we call it? That is so past the point. If you're arguing about what word to call it, then you've already lost the argument. What happened there doesn't matter what the fucking word is to describe it. What happened there was fucking crazy. And I've listened to enough fucking right-wing shit, far right-wing shit, and the mental gymnastics about how to shrug it off, how to swat it away is not really their problem is fucking incredible. Because the truth is now, even motherfuckers like Mitch McConnell are like, fuck you to Trumpism. So now it's the same, actually, it's literally the exact same thing. That happened to the media outlets, the cable news shit. Fox News, for 10 days after the fucking election, Fox News was the go-to thing for anybody that relies on right-wing media and wants just the fucking right-wing news echo chamber shit. Fox was the place to go. But once Fox started acknowledging that Joe Biden won, then everybody on the far right was like, Fox is a fucking traitor. Fox, those people are communists. So what we got to do is move it on over to Newsmax and OANN or whatever the fuck. One America News Network. Which is the biggest bucket of shit that there's ever been on video. I bet bigger buckets of shit have happened, not documented, not on camera. But of the things that have been on camera, OANN, One America News Network, is the biggest fucking bucket of shit of all time. But people that refused to acknowledge that Joe Biden won, they were just like, well, now we can't listen to Fox. So it becomes the fucking, who's wagging the fucking tail? Do you know what I mean? I'm mixing metaphors there, but like, the people don't want to hear that, so they just change where they get their news from, so they hear the thing that they want to hear. Who cares that where they're going for their news now is the biggest bucket of shit ever documented on camera? Who the fuck cares? They're saying what I want to be true. You're not news if what you are is a safe haven for people who want to hear what you're saying. That's not news. That's fucking Teletubbies. That's just fucking idiot shit that you put on to feel good. But that's what these motherfuckers did. And now the actual politicians are following suit. Only the hardest of hardcore Trumpists are out there saying Trump actually won. Fucking idiot Lindsey Graham. Bitch McConnell. Everybody except like Devin Nunes, Jim Horton, Mark Meadows, dude. These kinds of guys, you know? So that's getting, there are less and less people for people that want to think that are going. And ever since the fucking attempted siege at the Capitol, that's how it's been amazing to see they're pushed up against the glass. They got nowhere to look at but the except reality, but they're fucking squirming. They're squinting their eyes. They're rubbing their eyes. So it's blurry. They're looking around for a different view. Any way they can get it, they're going to get it. And the thing they're on now about it, the way that they're trying to wiggle out of this, that it couldn't have been Trump supporters that stormed the Capitol. Sure, maybe there were some Trump supporters there, some real patriots just doing their civic duty and protesting the illegal fraud election run by the Communist Party, who Joe Biden is a member of. I mean, already K, but all right. And then now, after that whole fucking fiasco, hundreds of people took video, or on video, all of them, loudly Trump supporters, wearing Trump gear, waving Trump flags, Trump fucking costumes, MAGA shit. Everyone there has that shit on. You can't fucking tell me that those people aren't fucking Trump supporters. They're there to overturn the election. You can't tell me that that's not the case. And yet, those people who only want to think what they want to think and only look where they want to look, those people who migrated from Fox to Newsmax to OANN, which, by the way, Newsmax is now iffy for them, because even they're starting to air things that make it seem like, oh yeah, maybe Joe Biden is going to be president. So now it's only One America News Network, the biggest bucket of shit on the fucking planet ever to be documented on camera, the biggest bucket of shit That's all these motherfuckers are looking at, because they'd rather look at a big bucket of shit and feel like they weren't wrong than look at reality and realize that they were wrong. I get not wanting to be wrong, but I don't get looking at the biggest fucking bucket of shit in history just to avoid the fact that I was wrong. That's not okay. You gotta snap out of it, motherfucker, at some fucking point. And the people that they're saying were there at the siege of the Capitol, the insurrection, the coup, the fucking donkey penis, I don't care what you call it. We all fucking saw it. We don't need a word for it. We have eyes and ears and brains. We know what it fucking was. They're saying it was fucking Antifa. Antifa. So really, what we all saw, what we all heard, what we all saw and heard on hundreds of different videos from 100 different angles at 100 different moments of the insurrection or the siege or the coup or the fucking donkey penis. Doesn't matter what you call it. We all saw it. Even though all of the people on those fucking videos are all fucking Trump supporters, some dressed like Vikings, some waving Confederate flags, all white, all white. And I'm sure some MAGA motherfuckers listening now being like, oh, there are a few people of color there. I'm sure there were three, you know? But of the thousands, when you look at fucking videos, everyone's white. It's a worthwhile thing to see thousands of people together, and when they're all one race, to be like, what's up with that? Why are they all the same race? In America, if thousands of people gather, it is a pertinent question. If they're all of the same race, to ask, what's up with that? And in this case, it's also a worthwhile endeavor. However, that's not where I'm going with this. But I think you get my fucking point. They're saying it was fucking Antifa, despite what our eyes and our ears communicated to our working brains. And I hear a lot of people say, like, it's just sad. It's like you got to feel bad for them because they're so fucking delusional that people are so unwilling to face it. I understand that. But at a certain point, I start to smell that bucket of shit. Do you know what I mean? At a certain point, I can't help but not understand. And I can't help but think the situation isn't the problem. Other people spouting this in your ear isn't the problem. You're the fucking problem. If you think these things, it's your fucking brain that's responsible. I read a lot about radicalization online and how it happens, and I see it all the time. I have one dear friend that it's happened to. But I know a few people that it's happened to. COVID accelerated it like a motherfucker, and somebody else will write that book. But it's just true. You don't need a fucking study to show that. COVID drove people's minds into the fucking ground, and some people didn't make it. And so I understand that a certain sympathy or empathy is required for our fellow human when they get. It's like when, it's literally exactly like when someone gets in a cult. When someone exits a cult, if my brother, my mother, my father, someone I love, anyone I love, was in a cult and then they got out on the first day home, I wouldn't be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You believe that dumb shit? And that is obviously a good instinct to not go there. And this is exactly like cultism and the way cults affect the mind. It's the same fucking shit. When someone watches what happened the other day at the Capitol building. And everyone's wearing Trump shit. Everyone's waving Trump flags. Everyone has Confederate flags. Some people are dressed up like fucking Vikings. Everyone's white. Everyone's saying stop the steal. Everyone literally came there from a Trump rally. Literally came there from a Trump rally. And those people, and there's somebody who's trying to say, no, it was Antifa. My sympathy and empathy for their viewpoint dries up, and all I can think is, I don't give a fuck if you were radicalized. I don't give a fuck how hard the times were that you've come upon. You are a fucking maniac, and your brain doesn't work. And this is on you. What the fuck's it going to take? What the fuck is going to happen on January 20th when all the people out there that, I mean, everyone that went to the fucking Capitol building certainly thinks this, but there are thousands more. They actually think and believe Joe Biden will never be president. And if you look at these people's fucking pages, I know Parler's down, but if you looked at Parler, there's still some of it on Twitter. So much certainty. Just trust the plan. Trump didn't say a Biden administration. He said there will be a smooth transition to a new administration. And that's really just going to be his own. He's going to replace Mike Pence with Mike Flynn. And that's technically new, and technically he won't be lying, and fucking huzzah. Where we go one, we go all. Fucking looking at that bucket of shit. Stop. Stop. I can smell it now. It's not fucking funny. It's not even fucking interesting anymore. You're fucking wrong as fuck. Just because you want to be. Or rather, just because you can't face being wrong. You look at the fucking shit on social media and it's all, trust the plan. Biden's never going to be president. And the confidence with which they know this is fucking astounding. Joe Biden, as I've been saying, will be fucking president. Anyone who disagrees, please bet me before it happens. Bet money with me. I will bet you any fucking amount. And I've been saying this for weeks. And nobody's hit me up once for this. Not one. Bet it while the fucking betting's good. Hit me up. I'm on social media. DM me. Fucking make me a wager. What the fuck are these people going to do? What the fuck are these people going to do? Here's what I know many, if not most, if not fucking all are going to do. They're going to still say, trust the plan. They're going to figure out a new way to think it. They're going to figure out a new way to tell themselves that they actually weren't wrong and they weren't duped. It's okay to be duped. When it's not okay to be duped is when you insist you weren't fucking duped. It's okay to be duped. It's not okay to be duped and insist you were not duped. Come into fucking reality. The water's not that bad. I promise you. I'm as certain of that as I am that Joe Biden will be president on January 20th. Okay, it's so hot in here. So fucking hot. It's 80,000 degrees in here. I'm going to take a break and I will fucking talk to you in 1 minute. Okay, don't go anywhere. Matt D'Elia is confused. We'll return right after the break.
Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And I'm back. And the shit I was just talking about, I've been thinking a lot about, you know, the incoherence of the ideas of these people is so astounding. And it's the incoherence that makes all of us look at it and, you know, our instinct sometimes is to laugh or just be in complete disbelief, shock, whatever. And what we're reacting to is the immediately apparent incoherence, because you're just like, no, I mean, what the fuck is that if it doesn't make sense? And if it so doesn't make sense, you almost want to laugh, or you do laugh. And the fact that these people are being so fucking incoherent about the thing they clearly care the most about, because there's nobody that's like casually into QAnon. You know, it's just like you have to already be an extremist to even get deep enough to slip in. No one is like relaxing right now, being like, yeah, Joe Biden's a communist and he stole the election, and what kind of beer do you want? No one's doing that. If you think that, your butthole is clenched so fucking tight. So, you know, you're not at any point relaxing. But it's the incoherence that is what is most astounding. It's not about political beliefs. It's not about any kind of beliefs, disagreements, differences of ideas. This is not what it comes down to. It's the simple incoherence of what's being put forth. And to avoid being or sounding or just to be clear about a thing, living a coherent life, being coherent in the things you think, rather, and the ways you behave, certainly in the ways you behave, but even in the ways you think, is not easy. We're constantly trying to talk ourselves into things, make things make sense, reconcile one way of being with another. It doesn't always fit, and we're constantly trying to move pieces around to make it fit, because another thing about our brains is we don't like things that don't fit. So we're all these disparate ways, thinking these disparate things, doing these disparate things. And in our minds, to sleep at night, we need to, some people more than others, think that it all fits in one identity, one way of being that is coherent and makes us feel okay about ourselves. So it's hard to constantly be coherent, because life is not a fucking narrative, and living is not a narrative, and being is not, it doesn't progress like that. It's just a lot of different things that kind of don't add up all in one being. That person, that being is you. So a little bit of incoherence is understandable. So I'm not sitting here being like, if you don't make sense with everything you do, if everything you do, everything you think, everything you say doesn't make perfect sense with all the other things you did and said and thought, that it's not like that's something to be frowned upon. That's not an easy thing to do. It's certainly something to strive toward, and to try to keep yourself, at least in terms of your behavior, coherent in the way you tell yourself. The things you tell yourself about yourself should also be coherent. But when that gets knocked out here and there, it's not like you're a fuck up. That's not what I'm saying. That's everybody. That's what life is. It's hard. That's not easy. We all do that. But this shit, we're getting to as incoherent of a way of being, a way of thinking as is possible. I mean, it's like, I'm trying to think of a thing. Yeah, this is what it's like. It's like someone, it's like I, it's as, in, it's, we're, what I mean by it's getting it almost as close to incoherent of a way of thinking and behaving and doing as possible. What I mean is it's almost as incoherent, nonsensical, illogical. It almost doesn't add up as much as me coming up to you with a bat, smashing your legs with the bat into fucking pieces, and the bones break. It's gruesome. It's terrible. I smash your legs to pieces, and then I stand above you and I say, I look you in the eye and I say, I did not just smash your legs to pieces with this baseball bat. And then I hold up the baseball bat and there's blood all over it. And then I say, your legs are not broken. They're not only not broken, but there's absolutely nothing wrong with your legs right now. You have perfectly working legs. And I, not only did I not smash them to pieces with this bat that has your blood all over it, which, by the way, is not your blood. I know it looks like it and feels like it's not. Also, your legs are perfectly operational. It's almost as incoherent as that. It's way closer to that than coherent. Let's say that. It's way closer to that. The maximum incoherence would be, let's say, something like that. It's way closer to that. Saying those people are Antifa is way closer to that than it is to seeing reality. And so if I did that, if I did all of that, let's say you saw me do that to someone else. Take the bat, smash their legs to pieces, break that. You can hear it. You can see it. I'm fucking got the person's blood all over it. Then I hold the bat above them and I say, I didn't just do that. I didn't just break your legs to pieces with this bat. This is not your blood. And also your legs are perfectly operational. If you saw me do that, you would just say, that guy, Matt D'Elia, M. Diesel, is fucking crazy. That's the craziest thing I've ever seen in my fucking life. And that is the craziest person I've ever seen in my life. And so because seeing the footage and knowing the details about what happened at the fucking siege of the Capitol building, looking at that and saying it was Antifa, because that is close, at much, much closer to the baseball bat knee bashing denial than it is to seeing things for what they are, coherent. A coherent view of reality. What the fuck? Okay, so when Joe Biden is president officially on January 20th, to see that in the world, to read about it in the paper, to see it with your fucking eyes, to hear the words, him being sworn in by the Supreme Court Justice, the United States Supreme Court Justice, and then days in, he's just being president, meeting with other world leaders, doing things presidents do, signing bills, living in the White House. When these people see that and look at that and hear that and know that, or have every reason to know that, and they say, Joe Biden is not president, then their mind, their way of thinking is as incoherent as the scenario in which I bash the legs and say I didn't do it and say the legs are fine. Which is, as we established, you would see me do that and think you're the craziest person in the world. And you'd fucking want me locked up. You cannot trust that incoherence out in the world. Now, granted, I just committed a crime and I should be locked up in that case. And you shouldn't be locked up just for being delusional, obviously. But you have good reason to worry about minds like that in the world. Especially when they're by the thousands and they're in your fucking country. Because I wonder, what the fuck are all these people going to do? And it's less about what they're going to do. I don't think there's going to be like fucking armed insurrections and shit. Like not actually to the point where we have to deal with it as a society and get used to it or something. Not to say that I don't think there might be some kind of fucked up crazy violence. There might be. But that's not even really what I'm saying I'm concerned with. I'm concerned with minds like that in the fucking world with working minds. And I'm already aware that many, 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 many people, if not most people, are fucking crazy as fuck in their own way. But it's not this level of crazy. This is a different level. If the president is the president and you look at the president and say, that's not the president, that's maximum incoherence. That's not going to work out for your brain. The world, your brain meeting the world will not be fun. Will not be a fruitful meeting of mind and world. What the fuck do all those minds do? I mean, I think about this. What the fuck are these fucking people going to do? Or how are they going to think? How are their brains going to remain intact when they're bursting with incoherence like that, to that degree? Because in only one sense is it much less delusional to say Joe Biden will never be president than it would be to say Joe Biden is not president. If you're saying Joe Biden will never be president now, that's much, much, much less delusional than once Joe Biden is president, saying Joe Biden is not president. Only because it hasn't happened yet. It's something that is in the future. So, therefore, it's much less insane to look at the future and misread it, even grossly misread it, in such a way than it is to have it be the president. The present, and to deny what is happening in the material physical world, the real one, to outright deny it. It's going to be fucking crazy. I hesitate to say I'm looking forward to it. I'm not looking forward to it in the sense of like looking forward to a movie you want to see coming out. I'm looking forward to it in the sense of like, I don't fucking know what that's going to be like. I'm looking forward to it in the sense of, holy fucking shit, it's going to be fucking crazy. I'm looking forward to it in the sense of, I'll be paying close attention to it. Let's put it that way. It's fucking interesting. It's fucking confusing. Oh, that's a good one. I just opened my phone to play some clips for you, and one just started playing. So I'll play that one first, and actually it's on topic, so why not? This dude, I've played him before. His name is Robin Bullock, I think, yeah. And he looks exactly like Billy Ray Cyrus, actually, except like with a cheap wig or Yeah, I mean, I can't believe it. That's the worst way to look, by the way. If you look exactly like Billy Ray Cyrus, but with a really cheap wig, you're not doing good. Talk about incoherence. But this guy, Robin Bullock, he's like a... the first time I played him on the show, I remember it was on Sid Roth's Supernatural, is what it's called, which is crazy. But it's Sid Roth hosts a super Christian religious show on YouTube, and he's hosted it forever. I think it was on actual TV, and now it's just on YouTube, like Jim Baker and shit. This is not Sid Roth's show. This is someone who, like a podcast for, I don't want to say it. It doesn't deserve to be plugged. But the guy, Robin Bullock, is somebody who calls himself a prophet. He prophesied that Joe Biden was going to lose the election and Donald Trump was going to win all 50 states and not DC or something. He had like some crazy prophecy. And he was fucking wrong. But here, speaking of fucking mental gymnastics, he's got another, he's got ammo. He's still insisting. He's still fucking insisting, as many, many of these people are. But he's still adamantly insisting that Joe Biden will never be president. Here we go.
What happens when an illegitimate man that is not ordained by God, that was not the will of the majority of the people, is pushed into an office? He has the power that they invested in him is like a fire consuming him from the inside out, and it will burn him away, because there is no way for him to maintain that kind of authority, because the authority is not real that was invested in him. And so you see, the Bible says Satan has a fire that comes out of him constantly that consumes him every day. It's lies. It's illegitimacy. It's the power of collected evil men. And this man could never remain in office. Even no matter what happens, he could never be the president. He's not the president. He will never be the president. No one has to have 7,000 troops surround them, put up unscalable walls in order to go into an office as the leader of a nation, except a socialist dictator.
That is another thing that I've fucking noticed. These motherfuckers point to things that they are completely responsible for. And they say, well, why are we doing that? We wouldn't really need that if this was all really the way it was going down. It's the same thing of fucking Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley did when they were just fucking confirming what the state, how the states voted, that what led to the fucking thing at the Capitol the other day. They were like, you know, the people don't believe this was a fair election, so I don't certify the election. But it's like, they don't believe it because you were saying that. So you can't turn around and be like, they don't believe it. We got to give them the due. We got to listen to the people. That's the case because your fucking ass lied to them. And this motherfucker, if it was unclear what he's saying, he's talking about the high fences in the Capitol building. They're talking about how they're guarding extreme security for the inauguration event because of what happened on Wednesday. And all the crazy fucking rhetoric that's out there. They're being unbelievably secure, safe as they can for the inauguration. And this guy's saying no actual would-be president would ever need that kind of protection unless they were illegitimate. It just, the shit eats itself. And if you can't see that, fix your brain.
So you are looking at something God did not ordain. He ordained the office. But the prophets didn't miss it. They never missed it. People are confusing Trump winning with him walking into an office. He's already won. There's no reason to keep saying Trump needs to win. Trump needs to win. He's already won.
So this guy's, by the way, he's defending his prophecy that Trump was going to win. And the way he's fucking defending it, bear with me here. The way he's defending it is that he's saying, the thing I prophesied did happen, but the world is acting like it didn't. He's saying Trump actually did win. But a socialist dictator is forcefully taking over. So, therefore, I was still right. That is un-fucking believable. That kind of mental gymnastics shit. That is un-fucking believable. I mean, just fucking wow, dude. I'm looking for another thing that I wanted to show you guys, play for you guys. Is this it? That is not it, but I saw a guy. I can't find the fucking video now, but the guy was just another one of these guys, and he's in his fucking car, and he's some pastor, some right-wing somebody, and he's talking about how the prophecies, just like this guy was, weren't wrong, but I mean, it always is the most immature, undeveloped, incoherent way of thinking and thus living. If you're believing it, you're living incoherently if you think this kind of shit. But he was saying these prophecies weren't wrong, so stop apologizing. That was his angle. His angle was it was a message to other prophets who prophesied that Donald Trump was going to win. And he was angry, and he was saying, don't apologize. Stop apologizing. Stop feeling bad, and definitely stop letting people think you got it wrong. You didn't get it wrong. You were right. What's happening now is the work of Satan. Prophets don't get things wrong. Satan overpowers the prophecy from ever coming true and gets his way. So by that logic, anyone who ever were to say they're a prophet could prophesy something, and that if it doesn't come true, it's not their fault because it was Satan. So from now on, I'm a prophet, guys. I'm an actual prophet, a Christian fucking prophet. And if you're a Christian, give me your money so I can prophesy more and clearer. Give me your money. Give me my money. Make your money my money by giving it to me. So I have more time to not have to earn money. I can just free my mind up to make prophecies. To get that channel clear with God, okay? So give me your money. If you're Christian and you believe in this shit, give me your money. I'm a prophet. I'm a prophet. I'm a prophet, I promise. Give me your money so I have more time to prophesy shit. And I have some prophecies right now. It's funny I mention it because right now they just came to me. And my first prophecy is that if your name is Mark, if you're in the United States right now and your name is Mark, On May 24th of this year, you are going to wake up and your penis, or where your penis normally is, there will be a bottle of shampoo. You will not have a penis anymore. I mean, for all intents and purposes, it will not be a penis. It will act like a penis. It will perform like a penis, both perfunctory and sexually. But it will be a Pert Plus. It will be a bottle of Pert Plus shampoo. Okay? If your name's Mark and you're in the United States right now, it doesn't matter if you travel, you can't run. If your name's Mark and you're in America right now, you can fucking get on the first plane to Dublin, Ireland. It won't matter. on May 24th, wherever you are, at whatever time you wake up, when you wake up, your penis, you will still have your testicles, but when you look down, it will be a Pert Plus shampoo bottle, like a full-sized one, not a travel-sized one, not a hotel one. Like, you're going to have a fucking regular-ass Pert Plus bottle, that green, that cheap green color. Your penis will no longer be there, and that regular Pert Plus bottle will be where your penis is, and that will act as your penis for the rest of your life. It will work for sex, for urination. But that is my prophecy, and that is scripture. It's locked in. It's going to happen. Now, give me your money, and I'll keep coming up with more. Because even if they don't affect you, even if you're not named Mark, right? Which chances are you're not. What you want to make sure is that I have enough time to speak to God. Because what if the next one, what if your name is fucking Joanne? What if your name right now in America is Joanne? And my next prophecy is about people named Joanne. Now, not all my prophecies start with, if you're named this, but let's just say, because that was a Mark one, what if there's a Joanne one, and you don't give me enough money to free that time to open up that channel to God, and you don't get to prepare for the thing that's definitely going to happen to you because your name's Joanne. I need your money. God told me. The Christian God told me this. Jesus fucking Christ. And the thing that you got to keep in mind is that if this Mark prophecy doesn't come true, it will. It is written. But you need to know as a good Christian that if it doesn't come true, that was Satan, not me being wrong. Like I said, I'm a prophet. And all I did was prophesy that thing. So, you know, I won't be held accountable for a thing that was Satan. Are we fucking clear? This is what Robin Bullock, that is the logic of people like this. That is the logic of every prophet. And you know what? I'm a prophet. So, give me your money. Give me my money. Give me my money. What else? Wow, I'm fucking... Oh, I'm coming up in an hour here. Oh, fucking good timing. I fucking found the guy. Yes. First of all, this is good. I don't think I've talked about this Instagram account that I fucking love. Obviously, I love it. But I recently discovered it, and I meant to fucking plug it because it's sick, and everybody, especially if you're into the kind of shit I'm talking about right now, definitely follow it. It's called Christian Nightmares, but there's an underscore between the two words. So it's Christian _ nightmares on Instagram. And in the bio, it says Christian Nightmares is the best place on the internet to find creepy Christian shit, BuzzFeed. And that is accurate. That is very true. And it's a fucking great account. And this is the guy with the Satan did it logic, that I wanted to, that I was just talking about. So here, I'll play the clip before I wrap up. I want you to actually hear it your fucking self.
Jim, a little sweaty, heading over to my son's. Just got out of the gym, a little sweaty, heading over to my son's swim meet. Remember the story, 13 years ago I was in Armenia for the first time. A friend of mine invited me to go and do some meetings there. While we were there, I prophesied over a young man that he had a call on his life to win thousands of people to Christ, that he was going to operate in signs and wonders, all these things God had destined him for. Well, after I left, 2 months later, he was killed in a farming accident. The host pastor contacted me and said, hey, do you want to apologize to the congregation? Do you want to apologize to the church for the word being inaccurate? And I said, no, because the word was accurate. What happened is Satan came and stole, and Satan killed that young man because he saw a call on his life and he saw a destiny and many destinies that would be changed because of him. Prophets, stop apologizing. It was the word of the Lord. Satan's a thief and he comes to steal, kill, and just got.
So there you go. I mean, if that doesn't fucking boil it right on down better than anything I've fucking said this whole hour about fucking incoherence and this fucking madness that seems to be everywhere right now, then I don't know how to boil it down. And that, by the way, was a guy named Robbie Dawkins. But yeah, that account fucking rules. Christian Nightmares, check it out, Christian_Nightmares. But that's gonna do it for me, because yes, one more time, it is so fucking hot in here, so I'm gonna cool down. Thank you for listening. I love you. Stay safe. Sly on, because COVID's still a fucking killer and it's going crazy right now. And the sooner we get that shit down, the more we can go out and fuck around again. Breathe all over each other, and that'll be glorious. All right, you guys take care of yourselves. I will talk to you soon. Okay.